Jerry Bader Show 1021. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, which, of course, there is no constitutional freedom from religion. There is a constitutional protection that the state won't establish a religion. They're trying to say that that's what Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt is doing by inviting a papal visit in September of 2015. What he's doing is, it's happening in September of 2015 in Philadelphia. He's trying to use a shrine that marks the only recognized apparition of the Virgin Mary by the Catholic Church in America as a hook. Now, he said this. The mayor denied that he was promoting any particular religion, saying that he would similarly invite the Dalai Lama or other world leaders to visit Green Bay as a way of raising the city's profile and promoting economic development. I would do that for any religious leader, he said. I can't really think of one beyond the Dalai Lama. Hold that one right there. Hold that email right there. In terms, though, of, again, he's using the shrine for economic development, and I do have an issue with that. But in terms of this violating church and state, is this just the Freedom From Religion Foundation spouting off again, or do they have a case? Craig in Green Bay. Craig, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, the reason I don't think that they have a case is because the Vatican is an actual state recognized by the world, so he's actually inviting a head of state to Green Bay.
That is a very good point, because you are absolutely correct on the technical aspect of that. On the other hand, you can't deny that he is the world leader of the Roman Catholic Church.
I understand that, but it's just kind of like inviting somebody like Benjamin Netanyahu, not you. I mean, he's a world leader too, but he's also a head of state. But he's obviously a Jewish state.
Yeah, but he's not a Jewish leader. He's not even, Bibi's not even a rabbi. So, so it is different. And I think the unusual, if not unique, nature of the position of Pope is part of the issue here. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. If we accept this argument, then, and I'm not going to answer the listener's question, if we accept this argument, then a mayor can't invite the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Mayors were wrong to have invited the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Could you invite anyone who has a religious title? Or would that be absolutely banned? And another person points out the Pope's also head of state. A friend writes, the Freedom From Religion group is wrong as usual. The Pope is the official leader of the Catholic Church. He, however, is not a dictator. He is more a figurehead and political figure than an absolute monarch. Because of his political influence, he falls into his own unique category, with which I would agree. Further, the Catholic faith is already established, and the Green Bay mayor does not have the authority to establish any religion. Josh writes, hi, Jerry. No, I don't think they have a case, and here's why. The Establishment Clause states that the government will not establish a national religion. It does not in any way, shape, or form say that a government official cannot invite or recognize a religious leader who believes in an appearance of the Virgin Mary. And inviting that religious leader to that religious shrine has nothing to do with establishing an official religion for the city. Now, if the mayor were to say that everyone in Green Bay must become Catholic or take communion, as another emailer put it, because of the religious shrine, that would be a gross violation of the separation of church and state, but that is in no way what he's doing. Okay, is he promoting the Catholic faith by using city resources? I think he's right about that. An emailer says the Queen is also the head of the Church of England. I think he's correct on that. In fact, I'm about 98% sure that he is correct on that. That the reigning monarch is also... I'm not sure, though, so I don't want to validate that. But Anyone else want to weigh in on this? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'll tell you what I think. I, of course, think this is preposterous. And I think the argument that emailers and callers throwing out there are accurate. The Pope is a head of state as well, in a sense. But he is an influential world leader, a religious leader. I also think the arguments that an emailer said, all right, so could we invite the Reverend Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Al Sharpton, or anyone else with a religious title behind their name? While I don't like the way the mayor handled it, I think it's perfectly fine for an elected official of a city government to invite a religious leader. It's not proselytizing. And the shrine, now I will say this, for those who think that disagree with me that I don't think the shrine should be commercialized, I do admit that it is a tourist attraction. I've been to it. A friend of mine who's a devout Catholic from Georgia, his wife and my wife and I all went when they were here in September. And I was ashamed to say it's the first time that I was ever there. In my whole life, I've lived very, very close to it. You've never been, Jason? To the shrine. Oh, you've never been. Oh, it really is. It's kind of amazing. It really is. No, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. And here's where their argument falls flat. Because they really believe that there is a constitutional right to be free of anything with any religious identification at all, which is simply not true. It just isn't. You do not, in fact, have the right to be protected from all religious references. And that's what they're trying to accomplish. It's 10:29. And as I've been telling you for the past few days, I now have the opportunity to share with all listeners of the Jerry Bader Show something I've been sharing with Green Bay area listeners. And you can find it out for yourself if you go to the Jerry Bader Show hub at jerrybadershow.com and look at the videos, the after show videos from the last month. You will see that I've lost about 30 pounds. I actually had a Central Wisconsin listener who was concerned about my health. No, there's nothing to be concerned about. That's because he didn't know that I have been using Proactive Weight Loss Solutions since late January. It's not a diet pill. It's not a diet supplement. It's not a diet. It's a multifaceted weight loss program that changes how your body works. You can lose up to a pound a day. I know that seems hard to believe. You can do it safely, and you can keep it off. Here's what you do. Take a minute and call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. You'll get a free assessment. Maybe it's right for you. Maybe it isn't. A lot of listeners have already found out it is. Call Dr. Jason Litwin at 920-268-1386.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.